So good, God. We love you, Lord, because you first love us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, how much you love us, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, reveal to us the love of God. Reveal to us. We cannot just understand by our own understanding. Oh, Abba, Father, help us to recognize, to acknowledge you care for us. You love us with everlasting love, unconditionally. Oh, we give you thanks, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, tonight. I trust you. Even the preparation of my heart in me, but the answer of my tongue is from you, Holy Spirit. Speak to your people. Give the word of encouragement, the word of season, Holy Spirit. I thank you. I trust you. I surrender to you. In Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Tonight, I'm going to talk about how we can receive revelation from God or the Word of God. And it is our privilege and honor to be the children of God, to receive the Word of God, to receive the revelation concerning direction, concerning confirmation, concerning guidance, concerning warning. And He loves us, and He already given us all the tool, all the things that we need. Sometimes we don't realize it. When we look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, that's a classic example. Blessed be the God of Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So notice already has been blessed us. And we look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, 4 and 5. And according to us, his divine nature has given unto us all things pertain to life and godliness. So the Lord already given to us, and we need to find out what we have. So we have helper, we have comforter, we have our guide. Like I remember when I go to Vietnam, a lot of places I don't know. 2 years ago, I went to Vietnam and I need a guide. The tour guide can guide me the place that I want to go. And I trusted that guide because I didn't know the place. So our Holy Spirit is greater, more wisdom than any human being here on earth, anything concerning our life. I believe this season, the Lord wants to encourage us, to strengthen us. Because a lot of going on if we look at the news, but the Lord wants us to ground it and root it in His love. Ground it, root it in Him. In Him, our foundation is in our Father, because He loves us. He wants us to live in this earth full of joy, full of hope, full of grace, full of truth. He cares for every one of us. But our part, we have our part. We need to do our part. If we don't do our part, He can't force us to do our part. We see throughout history, the Lord revealed Himself to children of Israel. We see from our father Abraham, God revealed to Himself to him to show him how the way of God is. And obedience is play big role in our walk with the Lord. And I heard, people tell me, I didn't hear the word of God. How come you said you hear the word of God? Now, my question is, what we do with when we receive the word of God that He has given to us, maybe through prophet, maybe through brothers and sisters in Christ, or maybe through His word when we read His word. And sometimes if we don't treasure, we don't value, we don't obey or obedient to what He's telling us, I don't think He's going to give us another word, because we need to treasure, we need to trust Him to the point that we acknowledge and we act on the word that God has given us. And He continued to show us. And I want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is a classic example and how the Lord is from verse 9 through 11. Let's see, from verse 9 through 11 or through 12. As it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Notice those who love him. Not everyone loves God, we know that. So those who love him, God prepared for us something. So what he prepared for us, how can we tap into the God have been prepared for us? And we're saying God has revealed them to us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God, the deep things of God. So we have Holy Spirit, our helper, our comforter. Our Lord Jesus said, when Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the comforter, the helper in John 14, 26, and also John 16, verse 13. He's our helper. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the comforter. We need to know him because he can reveal the truth to us, reveal the secret thing to us, to warn us. I can show you throughout scripture some few examples. There are many instances in the Bible. Right here, the Spirit searches all things. The Holy Spirit knows all things. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God. No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. No one knows the thing of God. So we're trying to find our solution. We're trying to find an answer. Our answer is within us, within ourselves. Because God loved us so much, he gave us the helper, comforter, not condemner, comforter. I didn't know Holy Spirit before. So all we need to do is to recognize, thank you, Father, forgive me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, forgive me, Holy Spirit. We need to learn how to communicate with Holy Spirit. And he can reveal to us all kind of way, whether through dreams, whether through vision, whether through word, whether all kind of way. The point is God wants to cross us. And we look at throughout the Bible, and like Abraham, God appeared to him in a vision, Genesis chapter 15. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. When the Lord revealed to us, he gave us the word of confirmation, make us believe what he says. I remember when I want to expand my business, he said, commit your ways unto the Lord. Also trust in him. He will bring it to pass. Only one word, but that word become rhema to me because that I was needed that moment. I was searching him as a father. I know you want me to expand, but I need confirmation from you so I can act on the word. I need the word. And that's when he gave me, and I able to act on it. When he gave me the word is solid in us. So Holy Spirit want to teach every one of us. This season is prophetic season. This season is Holy Spirit want to do amazing thing in our life. The Lord been showing me, reveal to me the thing that even though like in America there's financial advisor and all kind of people, but Holy Spirit can bypass all those people. I'll tell you this one story I share about 2 years ago. I know the silver would be high price. I knew it. I knew and I knew it. Guess what? I didn't buy it much. I just buy a little. If I would buy, let's say, for the 50,000 today, I would have 100, more than 100,000 today. If I would have listened and act on it, you see that? So the Holy Spirit highlight to me, show me, reveal to me, and I didn't take action. I missed the opportunity today. I don't want to buy it today. I believe it's still rise, but I don't want to buy it. So many times we miss opportunity, we miss some guidance, we miss them because we don't listen. And like my case, I didn't listen. If I would listen and obedient, and okay, this man, no one knows thing of God except the Spirit of God. Verse 12, I love verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is of God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Holy Spirit been given us by God. The Holy Spirit can reveal to us the thing that God already blessed us. I love one of scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. He made beautiful in his time. He also put the whole world in our heart. No one knows. But the Holy Spirit can reveal to us. We see, let me open on, we see Samuel, the Lord revealed to him when God called Samuel. He didn't understand because the word of God wasn't revealed to him. And watch this. So we need to open our heart to think of spirit, and the Holy Spirit can reveal to us. 1 Samuel chapter 3, from verse 19 to 21. This is talking about Samuel. Verse 19, so Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, this is verse 20, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. Verse 21, then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of God, by the word of the Lord. So, to think of God, we have been given all things pertaining to life and godliness. And the only Holy Spirit can reveal to us the direction. And we look at the life of Abraham, how God led him. The same thing with Jacob. Before Jacob went down to Egypt during the famine, when Joseph was a governor, or how you call Joseph was running Egypt during the famine time. And he was asking the Lord said, go down, I will be with you. Go down to Egypt, I will be with you. And that's confirmation. I mean, that kind of guidance God's given Jacob, because Jacob has covenant with God. Now we are children of God. It is our Father's pleasure to give us the kingdom, to give us a strategy. We can be better tomorrow than today. And I believe we need to spend time with Holy Spirit so we can get. Not to spend time to, how is it? Spend time to get from God, but we have fellowship with Holy Spirit. And we share our heart with Holy Spirit, share our burden, cast all our care upon Him. And He started teaching us. And I pray for my children. Sometimes I pray for people that I know God put in my heart. And the Lord started to reveal to me about that person, just like exactly. We go back in 1 Corinthians chapter chapter 2, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, verse 11. Exactly, the Lord revealed to us. When the Lord revealed to me, I can pray specific more for that person, whatever the need may be when the Lord revealed to me. And for what man knows the thing of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him. So through Holy Spirit, we can pray more specific when the Lord revealed to us the heart of our brothers and sisters. And even in danger, we see that, like Joseph, Mary, when God saw the dangers coming to Jesus, Herod wanted to kill Jesus. So he sent Gabriel because they will partner with heaven. So we need to partner with heaven this time of life because the Lord wants to reveal to us whatever necessity, whatever need we're facing right now, whether financial, whether health, whether what it is, whether fear, all kind of. But when we spend time with the Lord, Brother Robert been talking about intimacy with the Lord. That's the place where we receive revelation. We don't see in the Bible that people just come to the Lord just need, but most likely God loved relationship. God is God of relationship when we spend time with Him. I recently just prayed for my daughter. And when I prayed, the Lord revealed to me the dangers coming to school. So that was Monday. The Lord revealed to me in vision on Monday. And Tuesday, next morning, Tuesday, I told my daughter, you got to stay home today. And I also prayed for at her school just recently, just this week. And I also pray that the Lord ask the Lord reveal to the people who are in charge so the authority can be made known to authority. Sure enough, Wednesday morning, I took my daughter there, all the police officers around the school and stopped people from coming. I said, thank God. I will give God the praise. So the Lord wants to interact with in our life, every matter. And if we are like up and down, if we don't have sure foundation, I encourage you, continue to spend time with the Lord, especially praying in tongues. I can never emphasize enough praying in tongues, because praying in tongues is one of the things that we tap into the spirit realm. We tap because when we pray in tongues, we communicate with Holy Spirit. He make intercession for the saint, because we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but Holy Spirit make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And praying in tongues is one of the things Paul said, this follow me as I follow the Lord Jesus. One of the things that Paul said, I thank God I speak in tongues more than you all. And even Paul, the great apostle, in their time, I'm sure their time, I give you some instant in Book of Acts. We can see right here. In Book of Acts, chapter 16. Book of Acts, chapter 16. Acts 16. We see, like, I believe from verse 8. Yes. From verse 6. Let's start from verse 6. Now, when they had gone throughout, I don't know that word, and region of Galatia, they were forbidden by Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Have you ever thought that? How in the world? I'm going to Asia. God assigned me to go Asia to preach the gospel. But when they crossed through this region, Galatia, and the Holy Spirit said, no, no. And then verse 7, after they had come to Mysia or Mysia, I don't know about that word, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. Again, the Holy Spirit said, no, don't go this way. Don't go this way. To me, like, I'm like, why, Holy Spirit? Like, you asked me to go there to preach the gospel, and now you say no. Okay, keep reading on. So passing by Mysia, and they come down to Troas. And verse 9, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man from Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. So we see right here, the answer is right there. I'm sure Paul was praying in tongues, because Paul prayed in tongues the most than everyone and during his time. And the Lord revealed to him reason why the Holy Spirit said no, because there are people open heart. The Lord want Paul to go there to minister to them, to bring more impact for the kingdom of God. So in ministry, we need to continue to partner with the Holy Spirit. So this time, I believe, most of us now, I'm not against we study Bible with different person, different group, different. But the thing is this, if we don't have fellowship with Holy Spirit personally, and it's hard for Holy Spirit to speak to us. And also we cannot get the word. We don't give Holy Spirit room to minister to us. When we pray in tongues, when we spend time with the Lord. And I remember, my story. I have my mother-in-law live with me. Some of you know, but some of you may not know it. And it's caused so much going on. And I didn't know any better. And I was before Christmas come. So I spent praying in tongues hours, 2 hours per night, sometimes more than 1 hour, sometimes about 2 hours more than so. By more than 2 weeks, the Lord started showing me. She has three demons possessed. The Lord showed me in vision, three demons possessed stay in my house. They are about to ready to leave. So when in the morning I saw she was saying all kind of evil words, like staying with us just like slave and like all kind of like imprisonment. So I asked her when she come down to the kitchen, I asked, how you live with us, grandma, how you feel? She said, I love you, God, and so all the good words. I said, how often I heard like not, pleasant word and not edify. And you say so. He said, I didn't say that. Immediately the Lord brought me back the vision that night the Lord gave me. And Daisy broke down and got delivered, and some devil holding her heart, unforgiveness toward her mom. She didn't know about it. Covered by darkness, covered, like controlled by the spirit. And she always resists me when I share the word. And she broke down crying, asked for forgiveness to her mom. And I saw the spirit moving. And then Daisy asked, my wife asked if I can pray for her mom. And sure enough, she let us pray for her. I lay hand on her, I cast out demon from her, and then led her to the Lord, her right mind come back. I understood now when I see her right mind come back. And that solved all the problem. And that night, when we come back from work, I lay hand on her, and we activate the prayer language. She speak in tongues. Oh man, it changed everything. Imagine if I don't have that push through. We got to push through, brothers and sisters. Whatever situation you're facing or your family, we don't know what we should pray for. Let me read that in Romans chapter 8. I know I talk about praying in tongues a lot, but I think it's time for us to exercise, because this is the weapon that God has given us, because our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through stronghold, pulling down stronghold, cast down imagination, every high that exalts itself against knowledge of God. So even though we're in the flesh, we're not war after the flesh, but according to the Spirit, we are fight against the devil. Verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be heard. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So when we pray in tongues, Holy Spirit make known to us the word, can be vision, can be dream, all kind of communication. And I like Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, that communication of your faith become effectually or become effectively when you acknowledge every good thing which is in us in Christ, in you, in Christ Jesus. So we need to utilize the thing that God has given us. Otherwise, look like we carry a weapon. The same power that raised our Lord Jesus from the dead dwell in us. Look like we don't have anything. So I've seen a lot of, so we need to acknowledge the privilege, the honor we have as a child of God, as a children of God. We have this tool so we can walk in this life. God can show us whether like prophetic instruction, whether warning, whether direction. We see like Paul in ministry, guidance, and God has given all things pertain to life, godliness, but we need to partner with him. We need to partner with our Holy Spirit. We need to spend time. I know we work hard. I work 6 days a week, but I want to spend time with the Lord more. When I got home, I have two kids and they're little, but I want to spend time, because 1 hour we spend time with the Lord worth, I would say the worth more than 10,000, more than 20,000. I can strongly say that. I experienced it. The thing that God asked me to invest, I never knew about invest. How about the man never prayed? Have you heard of man never prayed in the Bible? You might not heard of that. I studied Joseph. Joseph, I never see it recorded in the Bible. Joseph prayed one time, ever seen it recorded. He might pray, I don't know, but the Bible did not record it. But one thing I do know, Joseph, he acknowledged the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. And Genesis chapter 39 record, the Lord was with Joseph. God made him, whatever he touched, his hand prospered. Everything that prospered. Even Potiphar, his master, saw that the Lord was with him. So people can see the evidence of God in our life. We see that. And later, he interpreted the dream, and gave him wisdom to collect all the 7 years of plenty, and even against the 7 years famine to come. We're talking about he stored crops in the old day, 14 years without decay. How do he do that? That's the wisdom of God right there. And he also gave to Pharaoh. And when Pharaoh asked all Egyptian, all the wise men in his kingdom, no one able to give him answer, interpret the dream. And when it come to Joseph so confidently said, Pharaoh, I heard Pharaoh said to Joseph, you can interpret dream. He answered, not in me, Pharaoh, but God will give Pharaoh the answer of peace. He's so confident. because he's in communion with God, I believe. Then you have to pray 21 days to receive message from Gabriel. Joseph doesn't need it. Psalm 105, from verse 19, 20, 21 through 22, said, Joseph teach senator wisdom. He bind the princes of Egypt, of princes of, Pharaoh, princes of the land of Egypt, according to his will, his desire, and taught senators the wisdom. He never go to school. So we see, to me, I saw that how close relationship with God we can get. The more vision, the more secret thing. He even gave to Pharaoh after he interpreted the dream. He said, Pharaoh should select, appointed an official who's wise and discreet in heart. And give Pharaoh, he gave instruction. Pharaoh should save 20% of the plentiful year. 20% to against. We know that in Genesis chapter 41 later, even whole world come to Joseph to get bread. Whole world, because the famine is so severe, whole world come to Joseph and he feed many, but still plenty. That's the wisdom, because he had relationship with God, I believe. That's the only place God was with Joseph. And even Pharaoh saw after he interpreted the dream, given advice. And Pharaoh said, there's no one as wise as you are. No one as wise as you are. Since God has shown you all this, no one better than you. By you, all my people shall be ruled. Amazing. The same Holy Spirit with Joseph is in us today. Give the wisdom strategy to preserve entire nation, also the world around. Even his family from Canaan come to Egypt. The same Holy Spirit with him is with us. How much we spend time with our Holy Spirit, how much we desire of him, how much we needed him, most of us. I tell you, some of Christian this day, GPT's chat, that's the quickest way. God is none of that. Our God is relationship. He wants relationship. God has a need. I don't know, you know that. He has a need. As parent, it has a need. It's good when your kids say, I love you, in genuine, in true. So in many instances, I can show you revealed, like Daniel, God revealed secret thing. No one else. His life is on the line. Because King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, forgot all about his dream, and he asked for to give the wise men of Babylon and all the astrologers, all the soothsayers, and give him what his dream about. He forgot about his dream and asked them to give him interpretation. And they answer, King, there's no such thing the desire that the man can do this thing. Only God who dwells not in man can answer the king request. And then the king got mad. King about destroy all the wise men, including Daniel. When it comes to Daniel, Daniel responded, how the decree comes so urgent. And Daniel went to the king and asked for some time he can pray. And God revealed to him. Daniel chapter 2, verse 19, you can read that. Even danger of his life, if God is not intervened. But Daniel sought the Lord. The Lord revealed to him. Let me read it so I don't make up this story. Daniel chapter 2, verse 19, this after they will pray, make known to his friend, and they will pray. And this is the Lord revealed to them from verse 18. That might seek the mercy of God from heaven concerning this secret, and that Daniel and his companion might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. It doesn't matter if night vision or in dream. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered, said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Wisdom and might are his. We don't have, but we have Holy Spirit, the Spirit, the Christ in us. The Christ and wisdom of God and the power of God. So God has given us, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to exercise. We exercise a lot. We exercise as right human, right in us, but we need to exercise because we are not fight against flesh and blood. We fight against spiritual wickedness. So the devil, he works 24/7, and we need to exercise our faith. Let me turn that in. I believe in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Let me see. There's a Paul recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. I think I believe I was right. For bodily exercise profits a little. Bodily exercise profit a little. But godliness is profitable for all things. Profitable for all things. Hallelujah. We need to exercise what gift God has given us. So a gift, if I give to you, you don't use it, that means useless, right? So God has given us gift, Holy Spirit. We don't work for it, but we just believe Jesus. And we've been given Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, to warn us, to show us things to come. So we can be advanced in this life. I believe in decision. God wants to, people worry because they don't have God. It's okay, fine, but we are Christian. We should be excited. I'm excited. I see my life better tomorrow, better next day, better next month, and better next year. Come to the point I might not need to work, which God showed me. Just like Joseph, God showed Joseph all the strategy, how to, like 20% save. I learned from that. God taught me, if I save my money 20%, I would never go poor. You can receive that too. So our God, he's amazing. So he started teaching me. I didn't know about money. Now he started me teaching me. He wanted me to be faithful. Money, we gotta be faithful. We cannot just waste. We cannot just buy according to our emotion. We have to be faithful of money. That's the language of money. We don't love money, but we use money as tool to bless. But we have to manage good management or do it faithfully. Otherwise, if we are not faithful in small thing, no money, small thing, we would never have increased. The reason people always poor. If we're born poor, it's not our fault. But if we stay poor, it's our fault because we don't trust God to teach us. So I'm still learning all these things. One day I will get rich, so I share with you that more. So the Lord want to reveal secret to us. The Lord want to download prophetic instruction. Let me show you one prophetic instruction. Talking about Jacob when he worked 20 years. This is what the Lord spoke to me recently. Recently, the Lord spoke to me. I think I can share with you this. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me. Genesis chapter 28. 28. 28. I think chapter 28. 28. Jacob. Yes, 28. I think it's 31, chapter 31, verse 10. 28 is not correct. Let me see. 31, I believe it was 10. This is when Jacob was serving his father-in-law and all he got is kid and two wife. Okay. And it happened, this is verse 31, correct. I was correct. It happened at the time when the flock conceived, and I lift up my eyes and saw a dream. And behold, the ram lived upon the flock and were streaked and speckled and gray spotted. And then the angel of the Lord spoke to me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, here I am. And he said, lift up your eyes and see all the rain which live on the flock are streaked and speckled and gray spotted. For I have seen all the Laban is doing for you 20 years by this time. So that's how he get this is a prophetic instruction that God has given Jacob. So he become wealthy after that. Now, when we spend time with the Lord, one vision God give us worth more than a thousand of labors. One vision, one word from God with more advanced. The Lord spoke to me. I think this for if you can receive for you too. We work and every day won't make us rich, won't make us wealthy, but one vision from God. A little bit invest. If we invest in on right time, God show us we can be more advanced than all the labor we can do. Amen. I showed one of my staff. The Lord told me, show her something that I show you. I want she to be a millionaire. So I show her. I said, you don't have to do it, but I feel that it's the right direction. But you need to pray and ask the Lord to see if investment is involved risk. But you have to search the Lord and pray, ask about it. And she did. She was happy. Anyway, that's our God. All things pertain to life and godliness, already given to us. Let me read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. So I want to read it that way. It's this has to be in King James Version. Let me go to King James Version. Hallelujah. I will close right here. I don't want to keep you there too long. King James Version. Let me see. King James Version. Hope I didn't read it on my phone. I got my phone right here. Quicker. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. 3:11. He has made everything. This is only a King James Version, I believe. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He also has set the world in their heart so no man can find out what God made from beginning to the end, what Holy Spirit can reveal to us. And I believe this time of life, God will encourage whatever we needed, we need to spend time with the Lord, because you can hear from message from other people, but it's different when God speaks to you. One word can settle your heart. One word can give you peace, can give you confirmation, can give you something that no one else can replace. No other word can replace when the Holy Spirit imprinted his word on your heart, on your mind. Whether vision, whether dreams, whether his word, just like Samuel, the Lord revealed to him that word, whether direction, like Paul, God gave him direction. You should not, do not preach this or not. That's kind of guidance God gave him. Like we need financial breakthrough, God will give you something that you need to pray, ask the Lord, and he will help. I really believe that this time God wants to download the wisdom from heaven, surpass all the AI's wisdom, all the man wisdom. I believe if I would listen to the Lord and do it today, I have at least, I put down 30, 40,000. I have 100,000 together, more than 100,000. When I work, I don't make that much, you know. Take maybe 2, 3 years to save up to that place. When we understand. When God speak, we need to listen. So any prophetic words out there speak, we need to learn and pay attention. We can't just like, okay, I don't care about this thing either. We just close everything and we wonder later with the same condition. The Lord want advances every day. And I thank God that the more I pray, the Lord showed me the things that I never seen it before. I never knew before. Just like recently, save all the school, save my daughter. Imagine if I neglect it, because I learned from my mistake. I can neglect this thing. But my part, I need to pray. I want to spend more time with the Lord to pray, especially pray in tongue. That's how we partner with Holy Spirit when we pray in tongue. The heaven move, we pray in tongue. We don't know what we're praying, but we walk by faith. We believe that God is communicating with us, making intercession for us, reveal to us. Before we go to bed, you try it. You pray 10, 20, 30 minutes, 1 hour. You'll see all kinds of prophetic dreams. You try it. You will see it. I've been doing this and I know it. And even my staff, every one of them, God revealed to me their heart, where their heart level. Is this person trustworthy? Can this person I trust? How about this person? The Lord revealed to me. And we need that. We don't know about this thing before. I'm so naive. I don't know. I just trust everybody. I can't do that. God cannot trust every one of us. Every one of us trust according to the trustworthy that he has been trust with us. So the more given, the secret of the Lord belongs to those who fear him. The Lord will reveal to us as much as we keep his word, keep the secret of the Lord, keep the word that God, sometimes the word that God shared with me or share with others. Sometimes he gave me a word for myself. Sometimes he gave a word for the church. You know, tonight, that everything I'm sharing with you, sometimes both. And the Lord want us to come to him. He want to download to us anything that we need. All things pertain to life and godliness. He will give us in all part. We need to sit down and we need to calm down. We need to listen to him. We need to be still and know I am God. He want to fulfill every need. He want to fulfill every desire of us because he loves us. Sometimes we don't see ourselves as a qualified, the goodness of God, qualified. We wonder why my parent doesn't not say, I thank God, sin, grandma delivered from demon, filled with Holy Spirit, speak another tongue. My family never the same before. Never ever the same before. I was like all these years, 6 years to live with us, and a lot of going on. The devil caused, sin, the devil left her. She got saved, filled with Holy Spirit, never the same. I just thank God. Imagine if I don't spend time with the Lord praying. Well, God love us. I'm under grace. I'm a happy prayer. Well, I tell you this. The kingdom of God takes violence. Violence takes it by force. We have to determine. We have to determine what you want. There's a price we need to pay if we want something. Imagine if I didn't pray, spend time with the Lord. Grandma still not saved. Even though she went to church for 20 years, the Lord told me she was not saved. Until I was praying, spend time with the Lord, fight. Even though I was in the flesh, but my war, our warfare is not carnal. We need to fight, trust in Holy Spirit, trust in God, trust in our part. We speak, we declare the word of God. My family will be in order. The Lord told me, set your house in order. I know that, but I don't know what to do. I never encountered a demon possessed. And she lived with us in so many years, like 6 years at least. And I thank God when I spend time, I pray like 12 o'clock, I'm still, sometimes I go stronger. And I just thank God. God has given us gift for us to use it, for us to utilize it, for us to exercise. If we don't exercise our gift, it will not benefit us. If we don't use what God has given us, it will not benefit us and also the benefit of others. Imagine if I don't pray, grandma would not say she would not in heaven. She will be in hell. What a great, what a big loss. Someone lived with me all these years and I share the gospel didn't work. And I've seen the total now when I share the gospel, she's so receptive. Before or no, she was not born again. And now she's praying time. Oh, I just thank God. You don't know how much I appreciate God, how much I appreciate the Holy Spirit. Set my house, freedom. My kid, you can tell they are playing all day long before. No, they are, yeah. I have to straighten them up here and there. But I just thank God. I encourage, I'm sharing this thing, encouraging every one of us, myself, myself, I need it more than you are needing. Because the Lord gave us life, not for benefit for me only, for others, for his children, for other people. We need to tap into, we need to press on the things that God has given us. We need to continue to practice so we want to get better and better. Just like soldiers that learn to practice, we got to practice what we have. If we don't practice, I don't think we can utilize what God's given us, Holy Spirit, God given us the word of God, God given us brothers, sisters to pray together, to encourage one another. These things are important. We call to work together. We call to co-labor with Christ, co-labor with one another. One cannot chase 10,000. Only two can chase them. Imagine we have 100,000 like-minded people, friendship and fellowship and the same like-minded people. Amen. I think I'm through.
Will you pray, Jet?
Sure, Father, we thank you, Lord. I pray, Holy Spirit, continue to encourage us to exercise what you have given us, Father. You give us Holy Spirit. Teach us, Holy Spirit, how to communicate with you, how to pray. Have the grace to pray in tongue more and more every day. I pray that you encourage every one of us, Holy Spirit, that we can continue to pray more in tongue. Because if Paul said that, follow me as I follow Christ. One of the things that Paul did to pray in tongue more than anyone, and Paul wrote 13 books and turned the world upside down. If we want like Paul, we need to do like Paul. Even greater, Father, we thank you, Lord. I believe you encourage, you ignite your people tonight. Draw close to you. Draw our heart, our mind close to you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your fire, Lord God, for your grace, for your truth. For revealing the truth to us, revealing guidance, direction, confirmation, and also dangers warning us, Lord, because you love us. You don't want us set trap by the enemy and destroy us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, you Spirit of truth. You are our comforter, our strengthener, our helper. We thank you, Father. We appreciate you so much. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.